Republicans vow never again to Biden attempt to revive COVID tyranny. By Joshua Klein on September 6, 2023. Republicans are pledging never again to any Biden administration attempts to reintroduce COVID tyranny mandates amid rising concerns over potential coronavirus surges, vowing to implement legislation and other efforts to guarantee an effective, unscientific mask mandates don't return in any way, shape, or form. In response to ongoing threats of the restoring of various coronavirus mandates, GOP lawmakers are vowing resistance. Republican Sen. J.D. Vance of Ohio introduced the Freedom to Breathe Act, which aims to prohibit federal mask mandates, especially in public schools, airplanes, and public transport, effective until the end of 2024. "We're not going to go back to the top-down government overreach we saw during COVID," vowed Senator Mike Braun, RN. "Congress needs to say forcefully that these ineffective, unscientific mask mandates are not coming back in any way, shape, or form. No mask mandates," he added. "I'm proudly introducing a bill that bans mask mandates everywhere," he announced in another post. "We cannot afford to make the same mistakes over again in dealing with COVID." "Joe Biden is attempting to bring back COVID tyranny," wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. "We must forcefully reject this nonsense and continue fighting for medical freedom. No vaccine mandates. No vaccine passports. No mask mandates. No lockdowns," wrote Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO. "If you want to voluntarily wear a mask, fine, but leave our kids the hell alone," wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. "The American people do not want more COVID mandates from tyrants seeking more power over our lives," wrote Representative Bob Good, RVA. "As Biden's biomedical state is chomping at the bit to bring back COVID authoritarianism, we will continue to hold the line," wrote Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R. "As your president, I will usher in a reckoning for those who devised the failed and destructive biomedical policies that caused damage throughout our country, because until there is accountability they will try to do it again," he added. "They want to muzzle your children," he added in another post. "Those mandates are DOA in the state of Florida because we've enacted protections for parents and children. When I'm president, there will be a reckoning for the harm they've done to kids in pursuit of a political agenda." Today on Hashtag Kudlow I discussed the push for new COVID mandates. "We should avoid any mandates, not only with masks but with mandatory vaccines for kids," wrote Senator Rand Paul, RKY. "Let's leave them the hell alone," he added. "Last night I joined at Jesse Waters to discuss COVID and more," he added in another post. "The mask mandates are a crime against children and we should never put our kids through that again. This is how we fight and win." Vince One is showing Republicans how to go on offense to defeat the left-wing COVID fanatics, wrote Ohio Senate Republican candidate Bernie Moreno. "My father called for this last week and it's great to see Vince One going on offense to immediately turn it into legislation and force a vote on it," wrote former President Donald Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr. "Every Republican who is serious about defeating the left should be publicly supporting JD's bill to stop mandates from returning," he added. "I will not vote to fund any school that is masking children. Masking for COVID is insanity and is child abuse," wrote Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. "I will not vote to fund any COVID masks mandates, vaccine mandates, or COVID anything," she added. "There are some on the left that still want COVID restrictions," wrote Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. "Let me say it again, there will be no mask mandates, COVID vaccine mandates, or lockdowns in Mississippi. We ended our state of emergency from the pandemic over 2 years ago," wrote Montana Governor Greg John Forte, R. "We will not bring lockdowns and mask mandates to Montana. As long as I'm governor, Arkansas will not lock down," wrote Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. "We will not close schools, churches, or businesses. And we will not have mask or COVID vaccine mandates. We will not stand for the reimposition of mask mandates," declared Representative Byron Donalds, RFL. "Never again," vowed Senator Josh Hawley, RMO. Sen. Vance's act would prohibit President Joe Biden and federal agencies from implementing face mask requirements requiring submission from public transit passengers or students in schools. The matter comes as various entities begin to court mask mandates yet again, with President Biden seen masking up in indoor areas yet again. Last week, former President Donald Trump warned that left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates to allegedly interfere with the 2024 presidential election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? He alleged. These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with, he added. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.